hello and welcome to Watch What Crappings, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on here, bros. I'm Ronnie, and with me today, he's gorgeous, he's thin, he's pretty, he's nice, he's good-hearted. It's Ben Madelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you, Ronnie?
Good, how are you doing?
I am so great. It's raining here in LA, which means it's such a cozy day, and I could not think of anything cozier than spending it recording with you.
Well, isn't that sweet? Yeah. This has been the longest I've gone without talking to you in years. I mean, I haven't even texted you since Thursday. It's weird.
I know. So much has happened. So much has happened since Thursday. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the world. Pop culture's going crazy.
Trying not to. Everybody, yep. Welcome to the show today. Today is Top Chef Day. Very excited. Okay. But also, we're excited because we are still on tour. And this weekend, we are going to Denver, which is in Colorado. And we're going to San Francisco, which is in California. Okay. And we're going to be doing Crappins Live in both those places. We're going to be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey in Denver. And then we're going to do Real Housewives of Orange County over in San Fran. San Francisco is sold out. So sorry. But, you know, travel to Denver. Make a week out of it. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a super fun time. Go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappins.com. Also, this is almost done. We're finishing up in... No, it's not almost done. We've got...
No, it's, how many it's weeks getting do we close. Have?
3 weeks.
Well, after this, we're going to have just like, two more weekends.
Yeah. Things. So go find your, we're going to finish in Texas. I remember that much. We're going to finish at the Austin Moon Tower Comedy Festival. And that's a Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we're going to Houston. Then Wednesday, no. Tuesday, we're going to Moon Tower in Austin. Wednesday, we're going to Houston. And Thursday, we're going to finish up in Dallas. Is it weird we're finishing on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Sure is. We don't care. We're going to do it anyway. So come join us for those. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappins.com. This is a Crappins On Demand video. So we're extra today. So if you want videos, go to Crappins Patreon, which is patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins. Okay?
Yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be a very exciting video because it's Monday and we're just crazy. So that's why.
Yes.
I led you somewhere. Monday, I didn't pay it off.
Monday is Take a Seat Night over on the Green Room app by Spotify. So just download that app. Join us. It's our live show. We do it at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern every week. We talk to you guys. You talk to us. It's not a recap show. It's just a shooting the shit show. So come by there. Let's meet each other. Let's talk. You guys talk to each other and make us laugh. So we'll see you guys over there tonight. Now today, very important, it is Top Chef Day. Okay.
Very important.
Doppelgangers. Wow. It's the title of the episode.
Doppelgangers. Wow. Doppelgangers, comma, wow. If you look in your listings, it should say that.
Yes, girl. They even said that previously on Top Chef. Yes, girl.
Previously, I learned gay slang. Yes, girl.
Yes. Yes, girl. And they showed our favorite Gale line, too, which was, wow, we're all in deep slurp mode.
Does anyone know how to reset this thing? Get us out of slurp mode for crying out loud?
Oh.
Gale, stop licking your laptop. It's in sleep mode, not slurp mode.
So we open with Padma's bangs, which I don't know, it's just an odd choice, you know. And I'm not anti bangs for everybody, because when we were ragging on Kyle for that entire season of, oh my god, I got my bangs for the movie Halloween, but you might have heard that I'm in the movie Halloween, I'm in a film, it's Halloween, it requires bangs, it's just because I don't like Kyle Richards. Generally, I don't mind bangs. Padma has a weird head for bangs. It's not a head that's made for bangs. It's too ovally. It makes her head look like an egg. Okay.
I don't necessarily mind Padma's bangs, but I think it's weird that she has bangs in the opening credits, but not on the actual show. Because I think she had another season where she had bangs, but she maintained the bangs. It was like there was bangs consistency, whereas now we only get like a touch of bangs, but not enough to really be able to lean into our normal bang jokes that we like to do.
Right. Maybe it was a bangs wig that's in the opening. Maybe she's like, today I'm going to go with bangs. And then the whole season people could be like, wait a minute, where are the bangs? Like, maybe that's her big mystery adding storyline to this season, because her head did look more ovaly. So maybe it's like a lazy wig where you don't even pull your hair all the way back into the thing. You just throw the wig on over.
Anyway, I was inspired by my dear friend, Jim Parsons, who's not only a member of the LGBTQA+ community, Yas Girl, but also is on The Big Bang Theory. I learned so much from the people in my life.
So Padma's bangs open us, and then I always watch everything with the captions on because I miss everything, basically. I'm old, so I watch it with those, and also I can feel like I'm reading. You know, when people are like, you're not smart, you don't read. And I'm like, oh, yes, I do. I read the closed captions on every Bravo show. Beyond!
Yes, so anyway, girl.
Yes, girl. So they opened by saying, the closed captioning said, fast-paced music. And then the music plays, and it's like, dum, 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 dum. Okay, closed captions. Yes, closed captions.
Yeah, yes, closed captions. Yeah, and it's Monique writing in a diary. And I feel like she's just like talking about how she's been coasting in the middle of the pack. And, you know, when I became a mom, I almost started to like lose myself. But, you know, I just want to remind my kids that I can be a strong person and I can do this. So I thought immediately she was going to be going home, because it's always the person who says that at the top of the show, and then at the end of the show when they get sent packing, they say, I'm just so proud of myself because I was able to show my kids, like, go for it because you can succeed. And they always say that when they've just failed. I always think that's the weirdest thing. So I thought they were setting us up for that. But I think the new thing that Top Chef is doing is that they give, like, the call of doom a week ahead of time now.
Oh, right? That's smart. I don't know. I don't know if it's right. That's, I don't know if it's smart theory or not, but I'm going with it. I like it.
I mean, what? We're only about 3 weeks in, 3 or 4 weeks in. So there's not a lot of... But all I know is that the person who went home today received a call from home last week. So,
I do notice that they're doing a lot of fake outs with the call to home now, you know, because they kind of repeated it throughout the episode with Monique. They're like, uh-oh, Monique's not going to make it. And then she was fine. Not only was she fine,
Ronnie, she was also like, usually when you get those vignettes, it's to set up someone failing or someone excelling, and she didn't either. She was continued to be mid-pack. So either she's going to be a finalist at the end of the show, or she's going home next week.
Well, I like it. They just keep her in the middle. She's like, I'm insecure about being in the middle. They're like, well, have fun. You're like the meat of a sandwich. You're just always in the middle. I like that she was saying that. Yeah, I like that she was saying, you know, I mean, it's motivation because I'm in the middle, because when I become a mom, I started to lose myself, and I want to remind my kids, like, if they're not nice to mommy, she's leaving for months to do a reality show or whatever she said. Listen, if you want your kids to remember to appreciate you, there's a place that you can take them. It's called the orphanage, okay? Drop their asses, just say, I can't handle this. Drop their asses off for a little while and send their dad back to get them later.
I know. Also, there's something with Monique. We haven't really discussed this, but for some reason I find it to be so funny that her business is called Tarts de Fabes, because her last name is Fabes. And for some reason, I do find myself just randomly saying, Tarts de Fabes! I don't know. I don't know if that translates to funny to everyone else, but for me, I just think that name, Tarts de Fabes, is so funny to me. I just always laugh whenever they put it up on screen.
Well, I mean, it could be a bakery, or it could be like a family brothel, you know, that's just been around for a really long time. You don't know. So it makes Monique more interesting, for sure.
Yes. Good morning, chefs! As everyone walks into the Top Chef kitchen, and they walk in, and Jay is like, you know, I'm walking into the kitchen thinking it's going to be a great day, and then I see these biscuits, and I don't like bake. I don't bake. I don't like to bake. I just like to get baked, which I was like, oh, I was not expecting Jay to say that at all. She's really sort of surprising me.
Jay is amazing. Jay is a-jazing, okay? And she says these little lines now, and then she just laughs her ass off at herself, which, you know, I appreciate because I laugh at myself as well. But she's like, I just like to be baked. She does the full R-O-F-L. You go, Jay.
She does. Please welcome back. Yes, go ahead. You say it, other me.
I'd rather hear Ben say it other than me.
You say it, doppelganger me.
Okay, you use the code word doppelganger, so I'll go ahead. Chris Williams, you might remember from judging one of the challenges where there were 19,000 guest judges at a dinner table. He was the one that was on his phone falling asleep. Well, he's also known for having a mother with a restaurant named Lucille, which explains why he was so bitchy when he was judging the first challenge on his phone, Chris. Hey, Chris, you want to swipe something on your phone? No? Okay, let's get on with the challenge.
Chris's grandmother has cooked for LBJ and MLK Jr., and Chris has an iPhone. Way to go. Way to keep up the family legacy, Chris.
Wow, not a pro, Chris. I spot two cameras on that phone. Poor Chris.
I bet Grandma would have had three cameras. Oh, well. Anyway, so Chris says that his grandma authored a cookbook in 1941, and she came up with the nation's first hot roll mix. And Pamela goes, sounds like Lucille was on a roll. That's called comedy, due to my good friend, Ali Wong.
It is a biscuit challenge. Now, normally, the biscuit challenge is a whole-ass challenge, but today we're going to pretend you can make biscuits in 5 minutes. Okay, it's the top chef quick fire dream that never fucking happens. Okay, I was watching that tournament of chefs or whatever the fuck the other day on the Food Network. That thing.
You've been watching that show for so long.
Well, I'm an obsessive person. So once I have it, I just roll through the whole thing. So I'm on season two now. Not going to tell you who won the first season, even though I want to. So they made like.
Are they on a roll?
They made fried chicken. One guy made fried chicken and mashed potatoes in 30 minutes. Bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah. There's no way. There's no way. It's unrealistic. I'm not buying it.
Yeah. I think the timing on those shows are sort of bullshit. Well, it's like, you know, Iron Chef, when they're like, you have an hour to make these things, and here's your secret ingredient. They actually get their secret ingredient ahead of time, and they have time to plan it. So the timing is all bullshit on those shows.
That is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Well, this one has Guy Fieri doing the, hey, it's the Determinator, or whatever it's called. It's like a big wheel that they spin to see, like, what's your special ingredient? What do you have to cook it in? What crazy thing? You know, it's like a big Price is Right wheel. And it doesn't have any handles on it. So Guy Fieri just puts his greasy hand. You know he's got greasy ass hands. Grease. Okay? And he hands. Just puts both his palms and goes, on every single wheel.
That's disgusting.
I know. It's a time of COVID. I mean, they've got everybody in the audience sitting 6 feet apart from each other with masks on. But fucking Fieri's up there like.
And of course, the Food Network would not supply handles for their wheel. Of course.
I know. It doesn't even stop right. Like, it's always, it comes, it's like sardine.
It's not weighted properly, so it just bounces. Of course.
The rent needs to be paid on that show. So, quick fire biscuits. I don't believe it. So everybody runs around, and Monique's like, I've made biscuits, but I don't have my recipe, you know? I am a baker, after all. I do have a bakery.
Called Tarts de Faibas, not Biscuits de Faibas. So, Damar's gonna do like a drop biscuit, and which I feel like they should say what a drop biscuit is. I mean, I feel like it's a term I've definitely heard. I'm assuming you just drop it into something. I don't know. I don't know how to do drop biscuit. I've heard of them because I haven't made too many biscuits in my life. And he's just like talking about how. He's talking about how in his family, like, you learn recipes by just doing them over and over. No one writes down a recipe in his family. You just have to do it over and over and over and over again until you just learn it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Big Dumb Jackson's like, I'm going to do a traditional biscuit. And he's also going to do some ostrich because, you know, it might be fun. And also ostriches stick their head in the sand. And when their head is in the sand, they can't smell or taste anything.
And then Luke is being so Luke. He's like, yeah, well, I've spent the past 8.5 years out in Europe. And like the biscuits and gravy thing isn't really a thing out there. You know what's a thing? Seaweed. Seaweed and gravy. Hold the gravy. Just seaweed. I'm just going to serve seaweed today.
He really does. I mean, what is a thing out there? You know, this is just things that grow on rocks. Like, you guys don't have biscuit. Come on. You've got some homestyle people out there who want a biscuit. Everywhere has biscuits.
Yeah, I believe, like, at the very least, just make some sort of scone. I'm sure there's some Danish pastry that he can say is a Danish biscuit. And just, and they'll pat and be like, wow, international. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Is this a penny?
He just serves a penny wrapped in seaweed.
I'm in a weird place today. So, Evelyn. Okay, here's my favorite. Evelyn, and now I'm loving Jay because of how she laughs at herself. So they get me worried about Evelyn today, too. Because she says, my mom makes these all the time, and they're amazing. I'm trying to remember what she does. And I was like, oh, no. They're going to kick off Evelyn. Because she's already pre-blaming her mother for her biscuit loss.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jay, she's like, I don't know how to make biscuits. So she goes, listen, I do know how to make fried chicken. So my strategy is that I'm just going to make fried chicken. So fuck biscuits. and Buddha has never made a biscuit before. I can just imagine the lady from last week just watching this episode from home be like, if he fucking puts that biscuit batter and deep fries it, I'll be so angry.
Well, luckily for him, somebody else did that. Her name is Ashley. Okay, she fried a biscuit. But she didn't set out to do fried biscuits. In her defense, she just didn't have a very cooked biscuit, so she just threw it in the fryer, which I wish I had a deep fryer running at this house constantly all day long. So you could just throw anything in there. Microwaves take too long.
I agree. And they're not as fun. And then Nick has a Mississippi cookie cutter. That's a cookie cutter in the shape of Mississippi, which I was like I think it's really cool to have that pride of home and pride of like your state. But I feel like Mississippi as a shape, this is no offense to our Mississippi listeners, but I feel like Mississippi as a shape is not like a fascinating shape for like a pastry.
That's what I'm just going to say it too. I was like,
I'm just going to say it. It's not a fascinating shape. Yeah. It's like sort of a rectangle, but like it's like a rectangle with like a little like pet little thing, like a little boop. And then it almost
looks like a drunk person was cutting a cake. You know, like, give me the cake.
It looks a little bit like a cleaver, but not enough. It looks a little bit like a lot of things, but not enough of one thing. And so I think it's like perfectly fine as a shape, as a state. But I think if I'm going to make a biscuit out of it, I don't think I want to do a biscuit. I don't think there's many states I want to make a biscuit shape, to be fair.
Agreed. But I definitely thought the same thing. I was like, wow, a Mississippi cookie cutter. That should be interesting. And then I saw it and I was like, they made a cookie cutter out of that? Why?
Well, it's also, you know, like when you go to this, like around this time, when I go to the supermarket, I sort of always pick up, you know, like a Reese's peanut butter cup Easter egg. But around the holidays, it's not an egg. It's a little tree. And you get it out. And it looks like a blob, just a strange amorphous blob. It's like whatever Christmas tree cookie cutter they use for this Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup thing. It just doesn't translate when it comes out.
I can't wait to prove that right or wrong, because that sounds delicious. So let's see. Evelyn can't find the black pepper, and then they show Ashley, and she's got a whole thing of black pepper. This is Top Chef. Do they only have one container of black pepper? What's going on Ashley on this show?
And Ashley was like, half of it. Like, she just poured that black pepper right in. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, I love spice, and I love
Ashley
pepper.
Ashley was coming from an odd place today, and she called it a black pepper biscuit. Like, literally, it's a black... That's like your fucking flour is a black pepper.
It was black pepper with a biscuit garnish, okay? That's what that was. And then there's, like, this random moment where they just show Monique running in slow motion. She's just, like, running across the kitchen to get something. They decided to just put her in slow motion for some reason.
Another time you're like, oh my god, this is when she leaves. Like, let's just show us the slow motion Monique not really missing her children. Dun, dun, dun. So let's see. Padma comes in for time, and she's like, all right, you have as long as Gail takes to eat a cake. 30 seconds.
And then sheet cake, that is.
Then it's time to serve. So Big Dumb Jackson is first with his ostrich sausage. And Padma's like, wow, ostrich sausage. And is this a piece of cheddar that you've breaded?
A block of cheddar. A block of cheddar. Did you put a gale on here? I'm sorry, I meant a block of cheddar. That's ridiculous.
Wow. If Gail saw a block of cheddar, she'd just start to sing, this used to be my playground. I mean, it's where she grew up, after all.
It's actually the construction material she prefers most in making houses, blocks of cheddar.
She's like Swiss, but then she would always complain about leaks. I said, Gail, try cheddar, stupid.
God, you don't know how long I had to convince her that they're only called New Kids on the Block. There's no of cheddar. So then, sorry, that was stupid. So
if Sarah Gail's goes, family was in Handmaid's Tale, the father would be named of cheddar. No, the handmaid would be named of cheddar. Sorry. Listen, well,
I did have to fool Gail into watching Handmaid's Tale. I just had to tell her the star was cheddar. I told her the entire cast of Handmaid's Tale was several blocks of Tillamook cheddar from the Tillamook family of dairy products.
I told her it's American Handmaid's Tale. Fibles in it. You'll love it.
God, when she watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, she was horrified when that man melted at the end. And I just had to tell her, no, it wasn't a man. It was just someone made of cheddar. She was so much better afterwards.
Poor thing kept asking me, why is a ball of mozzarella trying to kill that man in a cowboy hat?
And she said, I mean, I would risk my life, too, if it meant I could steal a very precious little mozzarella stick.
So let's see, ostrich sausage. Okay, so then Sarah, I'm so insecure. Oh my God, I just don't have confidence. I feel like people who are insecure aren't that confident talking about how insecure they are. That's like her thing. She just talks about how not confident she is. No, you're not. You're on a TV show and you talk about how unconfident you are. Okay, I don't believe you either. I think you're a liar too. Just like I think this 30-minute challenge is. Everyone will stop lying to me.
Well, this was technically a 45-minute challenge, but still. So Sarah says, Sarah makes a biscuit with mushroom maple gravy and a poached egg. And then Robert comes up and makes a sweet corn biscuit with Japanese brown sugar, strawberries, and cream. And then Padma goes, do you make a lot of biscuits, Robert? Which is, are you a total idiot? Why did you even apply to be on this show, Robert?
Do you hide a lot of biscuits under the grill so your partners, if this were a partner challenge, couldn't find your biscuit, Robert? So then Ashley is next with her fried black pepper with molasses and chow chow. And Padma doesn't even try to be fun about it. She's just like, why did you decide to fry it?
It's like, Gail, when I see your hairbrush, I say, why did you try to fry this? And Ashley goes, well, I just wanted some sort of textural element. And Padma's like, like very judgy.
So then Joe made a chorizo biscuit. Well, a biscuit with chorizo gravy. And Nick made a Mississippi... Wait, go ahead.
Before that, Joe comes to the judges with the biscuit. She goes, I made a biscuit. And Padma goes, ha ha! That was a joke. I got it, Joe. Did you learn that from Jonathan Waxman? He's hilarious. Are you friends with him too, or just work for him?
So then Nick does a Mississippi buttermilk biscuit with an orange and grapefruit frog jelly or something. I don't know. This was the point where I'm just writing down random words. Ras it was orange grapefruit frog jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was acronym.
And, so Nick, just so you know, if Gail's dresses could talk, is this shape intentional?
Why did you shape your biscuits like a strange baseball cap that someone sat on? He's like, that's the map of Mississippi. Oh, I guess I was holding it upside down and then maybe rotated wrong and flipped. Still don't see it. Sorry.
Are we still talking about Gail? Because when Gail finds an open bottle of olive oil, that's what we call her, Mississippi. So then drop biscuit with I don't know, shirred egg? I don't know what a shirred egg is.
S-H-I-R-R-E-D?
What's a shirred egg? Is that a
I saw that.
Sarah wouldn't like that because that egg is self-shirred. She'd be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous of that egg.
Oh, it's to bake. Okay, I'm looking up the definition, and I think it's to bake an egg without its shell. That are known as baked eggs. Eggs that have been baked in a flat-bottom dish.
Oh, uh-huh.
Flat bottom dish.
Queen Cheddar. Love his work. Oh.
So then Chris is, oh yeah, the judge. He's like, wow, I'm starting to get a buzz from all these biscuits. And Padma again goes, ha ha.
DeMar
it's great having a sense of humor.
DeMar did smoked bacon and honey jam or something for his biscuit. And Monique did a lardo and onion jam. And Jay did fried chicken and hot honey sauce.
And Chris pulls a Padma. He's like, did you spend a lot of time working on the dough? And she goes, just to shape it. Which you're like, that's not good.
Chris, nice try with that backhanded question, but you didn't do it right because normally they wouldn't answer with such confidence, Chris.
So then Luke brings up a buttermilk biscuit and sweet corn kumquat. And then I'm like upset because maybe the week before, I made this big to-do. Like, all that Luke ever does is seaweed. He makes seaweed this, seaweed that. And then last week he didn't make seaweed. And now for this quick fire, he didn't make seaweed. So I'm like, well, of course now he's stopping now that I've declared it.
Don't worry. It will be back. Habits don't die. My redemption. Yeah, habits do not die that easily. Human beings are habitual creatures. Once you go seaweed that many times, you can never give it up. It's a habit.
You can't.
So Buddha did some hot honey type biscuit, and Padma's just like, Gail, when she thinks no one saw her steal the cookies out of the break room, very crumbly. I mean, really? We know, Gail. You're wearing the evidence, Gail.
So now it's time to read the results, and Chris is like, yeah, this was very impressive that there was only like two good biscuits out of a room of like 13 people. Very impressive that you guys could fail that hard. So in the bottom was Buddha, too crumbly, and then Pam was like, and if I've said this to Gail 1,000 times, I've said it 1,000,000 times. I don't even know if that's expression. It was further stressed by all the things you put on it.
Jay, you overworked it a little, but also, you know, it's buried by chicken. And she's like, meow, meow. And Ashley, too much pepper, obviously. And deep frying it just made it crumble. But the good news is, DeMar. It was beautiful, DeMar. It was beautiful.
And Evelyn also, and Evelyn's like, me? Yeah, girl. You, or as the gays say, yas queen.
She goes, yeah, girl, you. And then it goes, it's like, is that a diss? So then Jax's big dumb ostrich wins. And he goes, who said, was that fried cheese?
Chris goes, was that fried cheese? And Pamela goes, yeah, damn it.
Yeah, damn it. Chris, where have you been? He keeps kind of repeating Padma. Because first Padma said, so crumbly. And then they get to judging. And he's like, so crumbly. I just said that, Chris. Was this cheese? I already asked that, Chris. Stay off your phone.
Congratulations. You just won yourself a big advantage in the next challenge. I'll tell you what it is. A plate made out of cheddar cheese that Gail will nibble on and you'll get her vote.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a salad challenge.
Which turns out to actually be just a Padma joke, because I thought it was going to be a weird segue.
They just had a lot of bread.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Now, please welcome Michelin tire owner and starred chef of Somewhere, Someplace, Wiley Dufresne. Wiley, get in here. Look at you. You've lost a gale.
Look at Wiley Dufresne. He cut off his haircut that made him look like my neighbor, Martha. Congratulations, Wiley.
And Buddha's like, wow, Wiley Dufresne. WD-50 was his restaurant, and it championed molecular gastronomy. It's like, wow, 40 championed squeaky doors silencing, you know? I don't know which one wins.
It's funny because, you know, Wiley Dufresne has come on many times, and they always talk about, oh, WD-50, but it's like, it's just kind of funny that you would just name your restaurant 10 digits away from WD-40. Like, you can either go get something to clear the dust out of your keyboard or go get molecular gastronomy. Like, that's the difference 10 numbers make.
Well, you should know, this is a team challenge. It's like, wow, it's like a fireworks show today. So Jackson, Big Dumb Jackson won, so he gets to pick first, and he takes Buddha first, because duh, Buddha loves this shit, right?
Yeah. And then they're all standing there, and then a whole bunch of like waiters come with a bunch of cloches. And so they all get lined up in front of everyone. And Padma goes, chefs, please lift your cloches. Gail, I said cloches, not culottes. Put that thing down.
He's like, this is all about taste and presentation. And there, some of them are annoyed because molecular gastronomy, I mean, it's just like an artwork. It's like an art form that not everybody understands. It's like laid, you know? I don't get it. It's like, look, it's a carrot, but it looks like it's a carrot, but it's really a steak. Like, well, yeah. I don't want to. It fucks with my brain.
Right. And it's just tricky. It's more about science. So everyone gets these dishes, and they all look like the same dish. But then as people taste them, you know, Padma's like, Damar, what do you taste? And he's like, cured foie and some sort of pepper sauce. Okay. And Monique of Tarte de Faibes, what do you taste? Mid-pack? Is that what middle of the pack tastes like? She's like, Coco.
Let me guess what you can taste. Pickles, mayonnaise, possibly some lettuce. That's what the middle of sandwiches feel.
So then Wiley starts saying what he made. And while he starts talking about what he made, they show this footage of him, like in the kitchen, like mad scientist in slow-mo and strangely lit, being like, ooh, he's like adding microgreens and little dubs of things. And he's like, this dish I'm calling peanut butter, because it's peanut butter, but it's in the shape of a knot. So it's P-K-N-O-T, not butter. But because the way they spelled it, it looks like it should involve peas, but it
doesn't.
You're
right. A peanut.
It's just
butter.
peanut butter in the shape of a knot, which he's like all very proud of, as if he hasn't seen, you know, peanut butter that's come out of the freezer before, but that's fine.
And first of all, the dish looks disgusting. It looks like an intestinal tract. Okay. It's like brown. It looks like liver, and it's tied in a loose knot. It just looks so gross. It's like when you see one of those YouTube videos on healthy poop and they show you the different kinds, you know. I have not seen one tied in a knot, but at first glance, it is weird. Also, he does a peanut butter ganache with coffee soil. Peanut butter and coffee are kind of disgusting together, right? Can we all agree that that's gross?
Actually, I'm going to say no, because just last week I was having one of those Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup eggs, and I was drinking my cold brew, and I was like, this paired very well.
Did it?
So actually, it worked well. It wasn't crazy.
There are not a lot of bitterness, things I don't like.
Yeah, bitterness and peanut butter are not terrible to get. I'll just say that right now. You should try it.
Okay, no, I've tried it and I hate it.
Oh, you have tried it, you didn't like it.
Well,
okay.
I haven't had it like in the peanut butter egg, but I've had peanut butter. I've eaten peanut butter sandwiches when I have coffee and I've been like, which is very rare.
Try having a Reese's peanut butter cup egg, or just peanut butter cup in general.
Maybe the chocolate
and have
helped
it with cold brew. probably the chocolate. And, you know, also that peanut butter in those things, that's like sweetened peanut butter. It's not like true peanut butter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So then let's see.
I'm really glad that came back. I'm really glad that peanut butter story came back to inform another part of the episode.
Hey, listen, it changed my way of thinking. Much like Wiley. Am I right, guys? Let's gather around and find out what the elimination challenge is going to be. For your elimination challenge, and I know how that sounds when Wiley has just served two things that look like the exact same piece of poop, but you're going to work in team of number two to create dishes that look exactly alike but taste completely different.
It's almost like we have Gail and Nilou here at the same time. Am I right, everyone? And Nick is just looking at the plates and he goes, this is just blowing my mind right now. I mean, two dishes and neither of them look like the state of Mississippi. This is blowing my mind.
So wait, Damar, Nick. Nick is
that
Mississippi.
Was Nick. He said, yeah, Nick.
So Monique and Damar are talking and Jay. Oh, wait. Monique and Damar are together. And Jay and Nick are together. And so just they're basically coming up with ideas. We don't need to go over who's who. So yeah. Then Nick is like, how about we do a crab cake and we make an apple pie? Because those are both round. So I was like, okay. I mean, I
can okay, round things. Sure.
And Jay's like, I do not bake. Okay. How many times do I need to say in this episode, I do not bake? You're not even going to get a ha. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And then Joe and Evelyn are working together and they decide they're going to start with a visual first and then flavor afterwards. So that's there where they're going to start from. And then Buddha and Big Dumb Jackson are they're going to do a take on an everything bagel. The thing is, it's going to be like everything but the bagel, which I'm like, seeds? Okay. I mean, I don't know what's left after that. I mean, I guess that's like that seasoning from Trader Joe's, right? But I was
cream
like,
cheese.
I don't.
Yeah. Seasoned I'm like cream just, cheese.
I know. I'm like a little bit like, I'm predisposed to disliking this because I don't ever approve of just scuttling the bagel.
I don't either. I don't either. And it's kind of like a fuck you to people who like food. Like everything but the bagel. Like, fuck you. Okay. Like, I'm not doing it, mother. Bagel. Okay. You can have everything. You can have bacon. You can have meat. You can have bacon meat. You can have meat on top of bacon. It's like the Atkins thing. Just everything but the bagel.
Yeah. I don't like it. And then Luke and Ashley are paired up and they want to do something with like scallops and oyster mushrooms and things like that. And I'm actually very happy about this because I've cooked with mushrooms, like those big king trumpet mushrooms before. And I've often thought to myself, because, you know, you cut them into like circles. And I've often thought to myself, you know, I bet if there were like a Top Chef challenge, they did this once before where you had to cook something that looks like something else. I was like, this would really look like scallops. So the fact that they went down that path, I was like, I felt very vindicated in my casual musings in my kitchen. I really did.
So he says oyster and strawberries are similar. And I was like, you are so no, they're not. But then I guess he means like when they're cooked, you know, like cooked strawberries has that kind of slimy thing to it, you know, like ice, the stuff they put on top of ice cream topping strawberries. There's like kind of guess, but they've got the seediness. I don't get this guy. No, Ma. I just don't get
well,
it.
Well, I didn't get a lot of things that were happening. So then we go over to Sarah and Robert, and she wants to do a shrimp mousse, and Robert wants to do a panna cotta, and I'm like, those look different. Those like look different. They're different colors. And also, like, don't do... I just feel like people often try to do panna cottas and custards on this show. And I'm not going to have sympathy when your shit doesn't set up on a reality show. Like, that, those things need, like, really controlled environments. And it's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, shrimp mousse sounds disgusting, first of all. I mean,
I think it sounds great, actually. I like a shrimp mousse. Oh, gosh, I like a salmon mousse.
Nasty.
Very 80s.
Yes, that's what it reminds. It just doesn't sound good to me. And she's like, we do it at this raw bar I work at. We just put it in the same mold as a panna cotta. And this is where people kind of start losing when they're like, let's just, you know, use the same mold. Then they'll look the same. I just, I don't know. Like, both of you get out.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, panna cotta is like white and shrimp like a shrimp mousse is going to be pink.
No,
I'm just, shrimp, I feel like that
wouldn't
was.
Shrimp be white? I mean, you've had shrimp mousse, but I would think the meat of the shrimp is white. I mean, there's a little pink on the cooked skin, but
it is, but there's like, I feel like enough pinkness. And either way, we saw her adding shallots in there and everything. So I'm like, those are not, that's going to contribute. It's not going to be white the way panna cotta will be white, unless you add like a little food coloring to the panna cotta.
Yeah, which I was waiting for him to say macerated strawberries, because he loved saying that today. It was like his favorite thing to say. So then Sarah's like, we're a good team because Robert is quiet and calm and confident, and I'm none of those things. Okay.
Yeah, okay, great. So then now they drive off to the store, and they're going to go. They're going to they just go running around Whole Foods, terrorizing everyone like usual. Nothing really exciting happens there, except they're just everywhere all at once.
It just cracked me up showing the difference of like the chefs. Buddha's driving and he's like, oh, I fucking love Wiley Dufresne. He's my Wonder Woman. And then it cuts to Joe in her car and she's like, oh, I feel like a fool. I don't like shapes. I don't cook shapes.
Jonathan Waxman does not approve of shapes, okay? He approves of flavors.
So then, guess what? They put another hint in here that Monique was completely fucked today. In the Whole Foods, Monique's like, could you please reach up and grab that instant coffee for me? And I was like, instant coffee? You know that they're going to show Tom like, is this instant? Because, why don't you grow your own coffee beans? I mean, this is Top Chef. This is ridiculous.
Did you hull your own coffee beans or did you get the instant kind?
So then Ashley and Noma, they're doing a honeydew carpaccio.
Yeah. This is Crappens on Demand, by the way. And if you're not watching, you're missing out on Ronnie fluttering his eyelids with disdain.
That's just cut up. Honeydew. Now look, I know that I'm not a fancy. Yeah, I know that I'm not a fancy chef, and a lot of this is just because I'm ignorant, so it goes over my head. But to me, that sounds like you're chopping up some honeydew. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't approve.
I do get annoyed with pretentious renamings of things. For instance, coffee soil.
Coffee soil. Crumbles. Yes.
I hate soil. I hate when they say soil. Like, that drives me nuts. First of all, don't bring soil into my food. I know you're trying to sort of make it like you're evoking the earth, you're evoking the natural world, and it's supposed to just sort of feel just smarter, more elevated. It's crumbles, okay? Carvel.
Soil is dirt, and it's dirt with poop in it, okay? The poop helps things grow while we're talking about Wiley Dufresne's poop dishes from earlier.
You know what it's called when you poop your pants? You know what you what's called? Soiling your pants.
Soiled.
Okay, soil.
You soiled soil. Yourself.
Okay. I don't want soil.
So then let's see. Buddha is sous viding strawberries. Okay. And Nick, thank God for Nick on this show, you know, because Buddha's like, I've got to sous vide these strawberries. And then it cuts to Nick just frying some apples in a pan. I was like, thank you, Nick. I take back everything I said about the odd shaped of your state.
Yes. And guess what? Newsflash, everyone. Robert's panna cotta hasn't set up. So he's going to do some experimentations with gelatin and see how that works. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, the first day he's like, this is great. This is setting up just great. And then the next day it was like, meh, meh. Didn't work.
Yep. Did not work.
Guys, do you want another hint that Monique's going home today? She's doing coffee ice cream sandwiches. Ice cream sandwiches with instant coffee. Oh my God, she's fucked. She's so fucked.
Well, it's also like literally she's making something that visualizes her being in the middle of the pack, you know? did you brew this own coffee? Now, by the way, if she, like, I know that like people use instant coffee, people like Oina Gutten use instant coffee in their cake batters, etc., because it just makes the chocolate taste more like chocolate. But I wonder, I don't remember enough of her dish if she was making some sort of soil with the instant granules. But if she was making coffee to go into the coffee ice cream, I just feel like it's I would expect Tom to be like, so this coffee, did you brew this coffee yourself? And if she did not brew her own coffee and did instant instead, that is pretty lazy on Top Chef. Like, that's a really easy like step to take.
Yeah, agreed. And then Damar is doing a chicken liver mousse, and he says usually it has like a pink color to it, but if you don't put the pink coloring in it, it's a shade of brown, which Wiley will like. I was like, yeah, he probably will. I mean, if those were your, if those are the dishes that he gave you to inspire you, I'm sure he's gonna love your weird chicken liver mousse.
Yeah. And then as the day is, like, coming to a close, Joe and Evelyn, their pork belly is, it's just not as tender as they want it to be, which is bad, which is drama. By the way, did I say that Robert's panna cotta, we're still only on day one, and I said his panna cotta hadn't set up. I must have misread
this. This is a long recap.
That must have been when he said it was setting up well.
Right, that's when he was like, it's working, it was set up great. And then the next day, it's like the panna cotta soiled itself, basically.
I apologize for messing up the finer details of that panna cotta's timeline.
So then Buddha, later they're all relaxing at home. Well, Jackson and Buddha are talking, you know, shop or whatever. And Buddha talks about his dad and how he had a restaurant, and Buddha would just Google chefs, you know, when he was a kid. And Wiley was one of them. You know, his penis, you would never know it, but his penis, it's like a brick, actually. It's actually a brick.
I actually became a fan of VR because I thought, no, Wiley was actually Wiley Dufresne for so many years. Very confusing. Buddha just gives some stuff about how he grew up in his father's restaurant, and he's obsessed about food, but his dad doesn't even know he was in Top Chef because his dad died recently. So there was that. And then we cut to Joe and Evelyn in the corner just eating Talenti, some Talenti layers from the Talenti family of layers. And they're just being so funny. They are so funny together. They were just
being wacky, aren't they? The self-proclaimed wacky girls. They're like, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. I could go home. I don't want to send you home. I don't want to send you home either. Also, Talenti, you know, love your flavors, love your work. Please stop serving things in clear containers for situations like this. When you're sitting with your friend is very tiny and you're bigger and you're both trying to eat some ice cream, you can see each other's levels, so you know where you are on the ice cream race. I mean, how can I enjoy the ice cream if I'm noticing how much more of it than I'm eating than Ben?
That being said, for some reason last year, Talenti sent me a pint of something. I don't know. Maybe it's because we talked about it so much on this. And I'm just here to shamelessly.
They were sponsors.
They were our sponsors? Well, I'm here to shamelessly say, please send us more pints. Because it was so good. It was so good. Like, I really want to cry.
Yeah, send me some too. And I'll just put some paper towels around. You know, when ice cream is too cold, you can put some paper towels around it. And then I won't have to see it.
You need like a Talenti modesty cloth, like a sleeve.
Yeah. While we're talking Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's Tale, yeah. Talenti flavored. So next day, slow motion running and blah, blah. Everyone's cooking, right? So now truth time, because it's day two and they're fucked if anything is messed up.
Yeah. And this is where Robert's panna cottas proves to be terrible. So they don't set up, of course. And then everyone else is sort of like, there's like a lot of cooking. Evelyn's making a goat cheesecake with an apple relish. Interesting. And then, yeah, you're into it?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that sounds amazing. Evelyn's my favorite, so she can do anything. And I'll be like, you go, Evelyn. I love her little scarf from Texas. She's like, I'm from Texas. I'm going to wear a scarf around my neck. What do you think of that? And Joe is like, my cauliflower puree didn't dry out like I needed it to. And it's supposed to mimic cheesecake. So they're fucked and they know it. And then Damar is working on cornbread to make the same as the cake on Monique's dish, which I think those are both cakes, cornbread and cake.
They're both baked goods. Yeah. I will. And then what's funny too is, you know, I suspect on this show, the producers tell the chef testants to ask the other people how it's going. Because, you know, they're always like, how's it going over there? Hey, John, how's it going over there? How you doing doing over there? You're in the weeds? How's your thing going? They're always doing that. And so right. Monique goes, hey, what are you doing over there, Jay? And Jay's like, nah, I'm busy. Leave me the fuck alone. No, stop. Jay's not having it today.
Jay became my favorite in one episode.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then the judges, I have to say, you know, through Padma, we give Gail a lot of shit on this show. Gail looks amazing.
I love her blazer.
In her, like, white pantsuit and, like, tweed jacket. I mean, this is definitely a Gail award. This is one of the best things Gail's ever worn. Bless you, Gail. You look great. Why'd you fuck it up with that lipstick, though? Why do you have to have neon lipstick? Okay, I'm nitpicking. God, I love you, Gail.
So they walk in, and the chefs are going to be eating dinner inside the kitchen. So they walk right through the kitchen, and they sit down, and Padma's like, beautiful. Now I can fully appreciate the kitchen. Only took me 16 years to do it. the first time she actually looked around, I was like, oh, wait a second. Even though I stand here during every episode, during every quick fire, I'm only now realizing how cool this kitchen is. Cool.
Wow, it's so neat to watch everybody work. Like, where have you been? So then Jackson and Buddha are up first, and they've got a very pretty, like, circular church crest star thing cookie on top of theirs. Theirs looks beautiful, I think.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah. So there's a surge, and Padma's like, wow, it's almost identical. Great work. And Gail's like, yeah, there's lots of little details to discover. Yes, like that dress you wore last week. You just get lost in the paisley.
They say it's everything but the bagel or whatever. And Jack says something about the twill on top, the cookie on top. And Batman just goes, yes. So then Buddha, strawberries and cream. And I don't know. Wiley didn't really... I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying at this point because I just see a jumble of words on my page. Ben, take it away.
I can help you. So basically, Buddha, yeah, his is a strawberry and cream and a white... It's got like white chocolate panna cotta. And he made... he put the panna cotta and he dipped it into like some sort of like gel, red gel to make it look like little tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes because that's what Jackson has, actual cherry tomatoes. And while they just love it, they love that it looks really identical, but they're totally different, even down to the twills, which are totally different. And Padma's like, that might have been the best dessert we've had on Top Chef. Gail already ate mine. That's how much she loved it.
And Wiley's like, well, I was concerned with the twill. Oh, I know. Look at Gail. When she said she was going for twill, I said, please, Gail, not today.
Gail, you can eat that. It's not just a tiara. Look at her. She has it on her head. So then...
Gail, get your jacket out of my mouth. When they said everything but the bagel, they were just naming a dish, all right? They weren't giving instructions.
Well, you know, what blows me away is that this idea starts as an everything bagel, and then this comes out. You know, it's like amazing. Well, you just can give a little bit of inspiration to someone, and they can run so far with it. Wish I had seen that happen with my son, unfortunately.
So then Sarah and Robert are up with their panna cottas of doom. And she's like, wow, these look pretty similar, except for the color.
Which means they don't look similar at all, by the way. Wow, these look exactly alike, except they're two different colors and shapes and consistencies. Great job. Nah.
So Sarah did a shrimp sausage with brown butter crumble. Cream, I don't know. And Robert did a strawberry panna cotta. They're both just little lumps. And that's what kills me, okay? The panna cotta shell, or what do you call it? Mold that they put it in. It's just a little half-circle dump. Like, guys, come on. That's not going to carry you through this little circle. It's
frustrating. Yeah, little igloo of panna cotta. And Melissa is there as one of the guest judges. And she's like, Padma, let me know if I'm doing this right. Did this panna cotta set up the way you want? Pretty close, Melissa. I like to go more for something like, did you mean for your panna cotta to be so runny? And then optionally, you idiot.
And Robert's like, I think it did. I think it set up like I wanted. And Tom's like, well, it was a good idea. meh. You know, I call this a Monique. It's very middle of the pack as far as ideas go. So, and Gail's like, Gail, both domes are off, and Sarah's are too firm, and Robert's are too loose. Oh, go ahead, Goldilocks and Bagels.
Oh, suddenly you care about domes, Gail. You didn't seem to stop you from eating that Tiffany lamp the other night.
Don't listen to Gail. I've seen her firsthand eat a cloche. So whatever. So Nick and Jay are next. And they've both done different kinds of noodles. One is noodles and one is like made out of daikon or something.
Yeah, it's like spiralized daikon.
Yeah, spiralized. So I don't know. I'm not too impressed with like the fake noodles either. Like, it's Top Chef. You can't serve zoodles.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually felt like there you could pretty easily tell that one was like a not a pasta noodle or one or not pasta noodle, but you could see one was a spiralized vegetable, you know. But and on top of that, they thought the noodles were overcooked. But Wiley goes, but Jay's crumbs were delicious. I mean, personally, I would have called it soil, but you know, not everyone can have that foresight.
So Evelyn and Joe, oh my god, I pardon me.
Everything but the sneeze.
Oh, it's all that black pepper from earlier. So Evelyn and Joe are next, and they're fucked. Like, they seem to know that they're fucked, right? So Tom's like, well, I mean, looks the same. You know, it's kind of like in high school when you meet twins, but they're not good looking, and you think, wow, what a waste. What a waste of the DNA Xerox machine. Padma?
Wow, you know what these two sort of bricks of food remind me of? Neelu and Gail. They look alike, they sound alike, and they're both totally unappealing.
Tell me what we're eating. She's like, well, it's a crispy pork belly and a daikon relish. And Evelyn serves her goat cheese cheesecake with chocolate cardamom sauce, which, God, I love you. So Padma's like, wow, Evelyn's dessert is sweet.
And Gail says, and as much as I think visually they did a really good job, I don't love Joe's pork belly. Well, that certainly didn't stop you from eating six pieces of it, Gail. Bless her heart.
Yeah, you know, I would call that leather belly. Wow, it's like you went to high school with Gail. And then this is where Padma's like, wow, it's so cool to be in here while they're working. Whoa.
And Melissa goes, well, it's terrifying for them. I remember that. That's the point, Melissa. God, it's so fun to see them so scared.
Oh, so next up, Noma. Guess what he did? Seaweed. Big. Not only seaweed, it's like green. The whole sauce is just that almost green. Neon dark green.
Yeah, it's like a crazy, crazy dark green. So basically, Ashley made the scallops with compressed honeydew. But he did the king oyster mushroom with the mushroom seaweed oil broth. He does a lot of mushroom work too, we should mention. We talk a lot about the seaweed, but like seaweeds and mushrooms. He's like clearly someone who talks about umami a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, the umami of it all. I just really like cooking with umami.
My favorite kind of jokes. Umami jokes.
Ha ha.
When umami sits around the house, she really sits around the house. It's for you, Allie.
Oh, I just got a pilot pickup with Lena Waithe attached.
So. Not the first pilot she's picked up. Am I right, guys? Whoa, Gail, coming out of the gate swinging, huh?
Nice try, Gail. Well, look forward to your pilot with Sandy Duncan.
So then we go to Monique and Damar. Dun, dun, dun. Little sandwiches, okay? The middle. So Damar did his chicken liver mousse with two little pieces of cornbread made to look like sandwich bread and tomato chili jam.
Yeah, and Monique did the coffee ice cream sandwich. They both really like it a lot, even though Damar's cornbread is dense. And Wiley is like, you know, Monique is, you know, hers is very, you know, it's not risky, like Gail's fashions. And, you know, it's nothing too special, like Gail's personality. But, you know, it was delicious. Don't have a third one for that, unfortunately.
And Gail's like, this is the best food we've had so far. So then judges table, and Gail, I think, is trying to look really badass today with her neon lipstick. Did you notice Gail's face? She's like,
yes, I did. I actually noticed
trying to give tough Gail face.
Yeah. And Wiley is like, you know, I've been lucky to be here many years in a row, and this is the best food I've eaten. Well, that's because you didn't have your hair in your way, stupid face.
Oh my gosh.
So, what? What's wrong?
Well, I sneezed and I'm looking at my nose now to see if I got any boogers.
Don't be booger pan. You literally don't have boogers on your in your nose. I can see.
Okay, and I was not snorting a line of coke or anything, but I just remembered I sneezed and I was like, oh, I better cover up if I have a booger. That's gonna be there forever.
No, you look fine. So then, so anyway, Ashley, Luke, and then Jackson and Buddha are the top two teams. And Padma's like, congratulations on a job beautifully well done. Emphasis on beautifully.
Ashley, Luke, and Jackson, Buddha, stay. Everyone else, go wonder why you're not obsessed with seaweed. Is there something wrong with Noma, or is there something wrong with you? So she's like, Ashley, you look so relieved. And Melissa says, that dish was provoking and striking.
I mean, the dishes you provided, they stretched us. They made us think. I mean, Gail, I mean, listen, I'll tell you what stretched us. The cloche in your stomach, for crying out loud.
Stretched us? What are your pants talking now? Gail, your jeans are not allowed to judge.
I'm sure your jorts have a different feeling about being stretched. Am I right, everyone?
Jackson and Buddha, they looked similar, but also they just had so much whimsy. Sublime. Delicious. Fun. Are we done here? I really could use a break.
I love the whimsy. It was like the time that Gail put an eclair in her hair and said it was a clip-on. So whimsical. That's what we told her, at least.
There can only be one winner. Jackson and Buddha, who are actually two people, but you get what I mean.
There are a lot of layers here. Like Talenti. So then Tom is like, yeah, keep this up. I mean, see this feeling right now? Keep this, okay? Keep this feeling right now. I don't wanna show promise and then just kind of peter away into some sad career that's never gonna take you anywhere.
So then Adma, now Sarah, Robert, Evelyn, and Joe. Your two teams were like booger soil, disgusting and disgusting. One of your teams will be going home. I really don't care who it is. Which one's which, by the way? Can they start wearing name tags?
You know, when everyone's not famous, they all could be doppelgangers, if we're being honest. So she's like, I love also she goes, you two teams had our least favorite dishes in a very spectacular night of eating. Everyone else excelled, except for you four idiots.
Oh, you four were the clown car in the circus. Annoying and kind of scary. So, Robert and Sarah, were you happy with your dishes? And do you have a panna cotta recipe? Does that include strawberry? There's some strawberry in the panna cotta. So, do you call this panna cotta or do you call this panna nada? Wow.
Yeah, so did you have a panna cotta recipe in your... That you have that you just keep in your head? Of course it's in his head, Tom. He can't afford paper.
Robert says that he did that to make the color more similar to Sarah's mousse, her shrimp mousse. And Wiley's like, oh, the water of the fruit compromised it. Yes, Wiley, we know. All right. All right, Beaker. Okay, go back to your corner.
I thought the flavor was
sorry.
No, you. I thought the flavor was beautiful. It's just a little How do you say it? Girly. I'm sorry. I meant to say curdy.
Wow, that's what Gail learned at her version of cotillion, wherever that was. Hey, Gail, give us a nice curdy.
Well, she called it curtillion.
So Sarah's like, well, you know, I am allergic to shellfish. Then why would you make it? It's like, whoa, is this final boss, Padma? Where'd that come from?
I mean, it's like accepting an Oscar when you're not even famous. What are you even doing there, for crying out loud?
All right, Meryl Creep, just back up. So Tom's like, so was the idea to start with the panna cotta? And she's like, well, our idea started with shapes. That's where we were starting. And he's like, well, you know, just wanted to know where it started, because the problem really wasn't the shapes. It was cooking. The problem was cooking. So nice try. See how I kind of U-turned you into looking even dumber? Huh? It's a gift. It's a gift. Oh, God. So then Joe and Evelyn, Padma's like, were you happy with your dishes? Person in person. I'm sorry, I don't have cards in front of me.
And of course, the cauliflower puree was supposed to set. I don't know why they thought a cauliflower puree was ever going to set up in the shape of like cheesecake. I think a puree is just going to be a glop, and a delicious glop, but it's not going to be a cheesecake shape, right? So of course it didn't set up.
I think you would need egg. Right? Because I have, I go to this restaurant that makes guiltless cauliflower cheese bread or whatever, which, by the way, it's not guiltless. It's like oozing with oil and cheese. But what they do, I think they use egg and make it kind of like a bread. So they make like a cheese stick with it. So I guess that's what they were going for. I don't know what there wasn't enough of. But here's what I say. Go fuck yourself, cauliflower. I will have bread. Okay? Thanks.
Padma loved the dessert, but the pork belly was dry. And so they're like, all right, okay, we're going to lead you down a path that's going to end in humiliation, but we're going to start it right here. So, what's going on with your pork belly? How'd you guys do it? Were there any shapes involved? And they're like,
did you start this yesterday? And she's like, we did cook it yesterday, but we ran out of time. So we press it. Did you press it in cool water? Well, we pressed it in, I don't know, we pressed it, no, and just regular. Was the water pressing down? Were you pressing the water? Who was pressing the water? Was it pressing? Was it cold? Was it hot outside? Do you like roses?
Was there an iron involved? So then it turns out, I don't know what they mean by the pressing. I guess were they flattening it? I don't really know what they actually meant by that, but whatever they did, they dried out. Yeah, they did it. They didn't do it in the liquid. And so Tom's like, well, you got to cool it down in the liquid. You got to do it there. And then Evelyn just starts to cry. And, you know, she's like, I don't feel bad about anything I've put out, but I'm going to push myself as one member of Team Wacky. And as you can see, we're being very wacky right now. Being very wacky.
We're from the Talenti family of wacky. So she's crying, which, you know, I feel bad. So now judges alone time. Padma's like, wow, we had two molds that didn't turn out. It's like two Gale cheeses sitting in the fridge.
I know. One was bouncy and stiff, and one was loose and lumpy. I just set myself up for Padma, didn't I? Okay, just say it, Padma.
I'm sorry, that was too easy, even for me. Bounce, bounce. Bounce, bounce. And Wiley's like, oh, Sarah making her thing when she's allergic to shellfish. I mean, wow, all she was doing was like having memories of Gail, thinking round. Am I right?
I mean, she was just thinking of something she could do that was round. It's kind of like when Gail crams a whole bunch of baby roots into a bowl and puts it in the freezer. Am I right, guys?
So Joe and Evelyn's problem, where they were just troubleshooting up to the last minute, like making mistakes and then trying to make up for them. And Melissa's like, but she tried to save the pork belly. Which I thought was funny. She's like a last ditch effort. Like, she tried to save the pork belly. And Tom says Evelyn's dessert had too much sugar. And Gail's like, yeah, but I would eat Robert's before I eat Evelyn's. So I'm going to say that. Did that sound bitchy enough? Because that's what I'm going for today.
Not only that, she goes, I would actually eat Robert's dessert many times over before I eat Evelyn's. Well, Gail, newsflash there, am I right?
I think we have our answer. Yes. Don't say no, because I've already said yes. Don't argue with me. All right. Well, it's time for Tom's end of the episode monologue. You know, tonight's doppelganger challenge was excellent. You know, one twin's fun, one twin's boring. One twin has a bob, one twin has thinning hair. The point is, the one thing you had in common, all of you, was bad cooking. So thank you, bad cooking twins. Padma?
Yeah, Padma. Robert and Sarah, please get out of our fucking faces for crying out loud, panna cotta, stupid. I'm going to throw this panna cotta right at you. Run.
Please pack your knives. Oh, and Sarah, for you, possibly a copy of Love Myself, because I don't want to hear it anymore. Get out. Get out.
And Sarah's like, well, I've still got Last Chance Kitchen, and I'm going to keep on cooking until they make me go home. Go home!
I said go!
Oh, I guess I'm going home. Okay, bye.
Padma's just like throwing forks at her head. Go already! Why are you still talking to that woman?
It's called Last Chance Kitchen, not Last Moose Kitchen. Get out of here.
And that brings us to the end of Top Chef, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with some Summer House. Going to be a very big episode of Summer House. Big so one. We'll see you there for that. Go get tickets for Crappens Live coming to Denver and San Francisco this week. And other places coming up. Go get those at watchwithcrappens.com. Thanks for watching us on demand. If you want on demand and bonus episodes, be a member of our Patreon. We'll see you on Take a Seat tonight and every Monday night. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.